We're going to do now a complete teaching on speaking in tongues. We're going to explain how it works. We're going to talk about all the different aspects of speaking in tongues. We're going to talk about the mechanics of it, what you can achieve, where it comes from, how to practically use speaking in tongues for your advantage, and all the different components of speaking in tongues. How the Holy Spirit enacts speaking in tongues in your life. How you're going to be able to pull down everything that comes against you by praying in tongues through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that you won't just be sitting there just praying in tongues, but you'll actually know all the mechanics around it. You'll understand how the functionality works. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you all about that so that you're not just mindlessly speaking in tongues, although the Holy Spirit will be giving you revelation, but you'll actually know the mechanics and how everything works together, and you'll be able to effectively utilize all of these things. You know, the Bible wants us to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The Bible says that if you don't have understanding or knowledge, well, you can't get anywhere. But the Holy Spirit has brought speaking in tongues. He's brought his own language so that he can speak on your behalf the things that you don't understand, you have no knowledge, and he can pray on your behalf and get the job done. You know, not everybody is equal. Everybody is different. Some people are short, some people are tall, some people have different genes, some people have better genes than others. You know, some people are born in different countries, to different families. And even in the kingdom of heaven, you know, we're born into the kingdom of heaven and we come in with all the baggage that we have. Some of us, as I said, are short. Some of us are really intelligent. And some of us are dumb as rocks. But the Holy Spirit, he is the great leveler. He brings everything that is lacking and he supplies. Every person in the body of Christ is equal. We all have different functions. But if you pray in tongues, if you sit down and let the Holy Spirit transform your life, he is the great leveler. If you're an unskilled person, God will give you skills so that you can make a living. If you've got bad genes, the Holy Spirit will change your genetic structure bit by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's another great mystery. If you're socially challenged, God can supply your needs in such a way that you're socially acceptable. And God can do everything through the Holy Spirit. That is the reason the Holy Spirit was sent to us. So the Holy Spirit was sent to Jesus, was given to Jesus by the Father. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us. And in the Holy Spirit is the revelation of the Father and the Son. How do you get all that information? How do you understand those mysteries? Well, they're spiritual. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, "It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them," he's talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "it's not." So you can read the Bible 1,000 times and still only have a thin veneer of understanding. I'll say it again. You can read the Bible, you can listen to the most inspired Christian talks, sermons. You could do that over and over and over again and still have a thin veneer of understanding. Why? Because it's all unlocked by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the giver of the revelation of Jesus Christ and the Father. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're really up the creek. I mean, what are you going to understand outside of the Holy Spirit? Now, if you've got the Holy Spirit and you read your Bible, you listen to talks, listen to sermons, great inspired sermons, well, you'll understand things. But the deepness will be very shallow, actually. I've spent 35 years studying Christianity and Christians. I've spent 35 years trying to work out how to achieve authentic Christianity. That has been my major goal for 35 years, how to get everything right and how I can teach other people. That has been my driving force, is to be able to get things right and give them to other saints. That's been the Holy Grail for me, and I have achieved a big chunk of it, and I am moving along. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit the tools to do all of this. Now, I haven't yet achieved it, but I'm on my way. You know, Paul said, I'm pressing towards the mark of the higher calling. He's pressing higher and higher, and he did it through the agency of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people are filled with the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues, and they never, ever speak in tongues, ever. I mean, they've been filled with the Holy Spirit for 20 years, and they've spoken in tongues for 5 minutes, maybe 20 minutes if they're lucky, in the whole 20 years. And we get them praying in the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, everything starts becoming unlocked to them, and they're amazed. They've been sitting on a cache of treasure that they didn't even know they had. They've had a key in their pocket, but they've never unlocked the door. They've been walking around defeated. They've been walking around trying to just eke out a living in the Lord, and they've had the truth in their pocket. All they had to do was pull the key out and start unlocking the treasures that God has already put aside for them. But because of their lack of understanding, because someone hasn't taught them properly, they've been marginalized in life. You know, God wants us to be more than an overcomer. Jesus overcame the world. He has done everything for us. There's nothing that we can do except yield our will to him. And he even does that. You know, all we have to do is just sit down and pray in the Holy Spirit, and the kingdom of God will automatically start being unlocked to you. All the benefits, all of the promises, all the understanding in the situations that you need in your life will all come through praying in tongues. Now, praying in tongues is only one component. There's reading your Bible, there's worship. And we're going to talk about worship. We're going to do a big teaching on worship, how to effectively step in to that river of life and receive absolute power and transformation. And we're not going to just talk about stepping into that river. We're going to demonstrate it. You know, we don't just talk about healing. We demonstrate it. You know, we don't talk about all of this stuff. We live it. And we demonstrate it amongst the saints. Those who have their hearts open get a big chunk of demonstration. Those who have a closed heart, we have to work a little bit with them. And if they actually open their heart just a little bit, then they start getting chunks and they go berserk. They open their hearts up big time and those big chunks start coming in. You know, we undo through the power of God, through the dunamis power, the dynamite power of God, and through the ability which was given us through the Holy Spirit to unclog people's lives up so that they can receive something from God that is tangible and not just words and theory. No, we actually demonstrate this. Do we wave a big flag saying that we're wonderful? No. All we did was prepare ourselves as a vessel so that God can flow through us to demonstrate his power through us. But, you know, if you don't speak in tongues, you need to get things into proper alignment. First, you build a solid foundation through the knowledge and understanding of God. The mysteries get revealed to you. And they separate all the defective lies, false doctrines. All these doctrines are meant to stop you from moving forward in the things of God. Where do you think they have their origin in? They're called doctrines of devils. Devils think these things up. How can they stop you from doing what God wants you to do? How can they get in your way? How can they divert you through endless teachings of nothing that are not going to get you mobile? You know, Jesus had the same problem. Peter said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "No one could tell you that except my Father tell you." Maybe 15 minutes later, he's speaking to Jesus and saying, "I don't want you to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to try and talk you out of it." So Jesus turns around to Peter and says, "Get behind me, Satan, you're an offense unto me." You know, there are people in your life that have maybe said to you, "Speaking in tongues is nothing. I tried it, nothing happened." Or whatever. Or, you know, sometimes God heals you and sometimes he doesn't. You know, it's lucky dip. All of these are not from God. They're from Satan himself. And you should say to them, "Get behind me, Satan. I don't want to hear what you've got to say." You know, Christians can speak the inspired words of God. They can also be inspired by Satan, by the doctrines of devils. And they purpose, I mean, Peter truly believed he was going to look after Jesus by not letting him go to Jerusalem. But you know, he was being motivated from the wrong spirit. But if you pray in tongues, God will set you on a course where you'll be spiritually motivated by the proper spirit, the spirit of the living God. And your life will be transformed, because in Romans chapter 8 it says, "For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." And you're building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. You'll keep yourselves in the love of God. That's what it says in Jude. But if you'll sit down and start praying in tongues, then you'll start becoming mobile in the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God will give you all the benefits of this life. The knowledge of God will give you everything you need to be able to eke out a living, to be able to become an effective Christian, to be able to use and walk in the kingdom of God, and to change people's lives and your life. When the enemy comes against you, because of the knowledge and understanding you have, you're no longer tossed by every wind of doctrine and other people giving you crummy advice, but you're actually led by the Holy Spirit. And you are more than an overcomer. You have the victory in your hand. All you have to do is speak it, and it becomes real, because you've moved into a place where when you speak, things start to manifest. Things start to happen. You know, when I have hail come over my house, I go out the front, I put my hand up and I say, "You will not come near me, hail," because I know what your function is. Your function, it speaks about it in Job, that hail is treasure, God's treasure, that he uses to throw on man. He uses it, hail and snow, are treasures of God. You know, and I go, put my hand in the air and I say, "You will not come near me because I'm holy and righteous and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And my name is written among the saints. And the hail doesn't come near me." Just like the blood that was put on the doorposts in Egypt by the children of Israel. And the angel of death, he moved over that. Because I know how it works. I understand the functionality of the kingdom of God. Do I understand all of it? No. I understand only a little bit. I need another 50 lifetimes to even scratch the surface. But what I'm doing now has such a great effect in my life and other people's that we're moving along. We're doing well. And all I want to do is teach everybody else how to get out the ditch and no longer spin their wheels right up to the axles. I want people to have traction. I want people to have a benefit in their life. I want people to access all of the stuff that was laid up for them because Jesus went to the cross. But instead, a lot of people, all they do is just get fed Christianity with no power. Functionality with maybe, whatever, lucky dip stuff. It's terrible. It's a terrible existence. The body of Christ is held captive by false teaching. Some of it is heresy and some of it is damnable heresy. I'll leave God to organize all that. My job is to teach the anointing and to demonstrate the anointing. That's my job. My job is to show, look, this is what God showed me. This is how I do it. Would you like to know how to? So that's what we're going to teach. We're going to teach all about the different aspects of speaking in tongues so that you will not be ignorant of this mystery and that you'll be able to have as much of the kingdom of God as you want. Just think about it. Everything that Jesus won on the cross is at your fingertips. All of the promises in God are at your fingertips. Let's just go to a scripture. Romans chapter 10, verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. Let's go and get Jesus to do all this stuff. No. But what saith the word is nigh thee, even in thine mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith, that if thou shalt confess with thine mouth, or that word confess means to say the same thing as, and Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I now send you, that if thou shalt confess with thine mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. What's that? Is that being just saved? No, that's life. Salvation covers everything in life. It's about everything. It's all of your life. You are saved in your work, in your finances, in your health, in your mind, in every part of your life. That is a holistic salvation. And if you confess that, if you speak the same things as Jesus did, if you take upon yourself what Jesus has poured on you and you walk in it, you'll walk in a mighty way, bringing the kingdom of God because you spoke it out. But check out this little nugget. What if you don't know what to say? What if you don't know what to confess with your mouth? You sit down and you speak in tongues, and the Holy Spirit, in that new language he brings, confesses all that stuff on your behalf. He speaks the marvelous works of God on your behalf. While you're sitting down trying to figure out which way to go, he's doing the work for you. And he's getting stuff done. Because God brings the prayer, the Holy Spirit speaks it out, which is the third member of the Godhead. And then God the Father answers his own prayer. How are you going to lose on that? So before you even have any understanding of what you're supposed to confess, or how you're supposed to operate in the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit does it all for you while he's transforming you, while he's changing your mind, while he's bringing you up to speed in the operation of the kingdom of God. And then when he gives you understanding and revelation, then you can confess it with your own language. And it just keeps going on in a circular motion. You pray in tongues. You get a revelation of who God is in you, who Jesus is in you, and then you confess it in English because God gave you the revelation. And then you pray in tongues again, and then you understand, and then you speak the mysteries of God again. And the whole thing is a circular thing, and it brings you higher and higher into the things of God. For as you behold his face, as you behold him who he is, he moves you into glory higher and higher. You are transformed from glory to glory. And there's a big teaching I've got on that. I also want to teach you on that river of life. That's a major, major teaching. I want to show you how to step into the glory and speak the inspired words of God, because the Holy Spirit gave you revelation and power starts turning up. The kingdom of God starts moving around you, and the glory of God envelops your whole life. I want to start teaching you all of that, how to walk in the absolute glory of God. But first, we need to get a good foundation laid down in you through the power of the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues. First things first, don't you think? But you know, there's a lot of people out there speaking it out and nothing happens, because they haven't sat down and allowed the Holy Spirit to build a place in them so that he can dwell mightily and bring that dunamis, or that dynamite power and that ability. What did Jesus say? Go to Jerusalem and wait, and I'll give you the Holy Spirit, and he will give you dynamite power, or dunamis power, and ability against all the works of the enemy. And you can speak it out and it'll actually happen. You'll speak to the hail and the hail won't come. You'll speak to sickness and sickness will run. You'll declare the kingdom of God in a person's life, and the kingdom of God will rush into their life like a mighty wind, because you carry the presence of God, because you sat down and you let the Holy Spirit dismantle all the rubbish in your life. You spoke in tongues and the Holy Spirit went to work in prayer, and he fixed up everything in your life and then filled that void with his presence so that you could walk in the power of God. The Bible says they're in your mouth. But if you don't know how they work, if you don't know how to operate in them, then you're just going to be fighting shadows. You're going to be going up dead end streets. And you will eventually get tired of it all and just give up. That's the hope of the enemy. See, their hope is that if they waylay you, if they send you on rabbit trails, if they send you doing things that are not going to get a response from the kingdom of God because they're not in line with the kingdom of God, that you'll get tired, you'll give up. But if you truly understand how to walk in righteousness, peace and joy will come to your life. You know, righteousness in its most fundamental, its root understanding, is best practices. That's what righteousness is. We're going to teach about all of these things. All you have to do is just stick around, learn, and then use all this stuff. We get people all the time coming to our website, and then they ring us up or they contact us and they say, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I want. And then a couple of months later, they say, man, my life's changed completely. I understand all this stuff. I say, yeah, I didn't teach you it. The Holy Spirit did. All I did was plug you in. All I did was show you the key. All I did was show you the combination. All I did was show you how to systematically step into the kingdom of God and get all the stuff that was laid up for you from the foundation of the earth. God's got in his hand all the promises for you. He's waiting to give them to you. But first, he has to prepare you to be able to receive it. Because if you're not prepared properly by the Holy Spirit, it'll all just fall over. So God will first start preparing you. He'll start renovating your thinking and your life. He'll start renovating physically your life, your social life, financially, all of these things. He'll start repairing them, and then he'll start using you with all of this newfound knowledge and understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit. And you'll be a blessing to other people. So this is what this website is all about. Many years ago, after I started praying 5 hours a day, the Lord gave me understanding. And he said, you know, some people know how to read the time. Some people know how to start the clock up when it's run down. but not many people know how to repair a clock. And the Lord said, I've called you to repair the functionality of the kingdom of God in the body of Christ. That's what he told me. I understood it. I didn't understand how it was going to work. But you know, as I went along, God started systematically showing me. So God, all he did was repair me. And each repair session, he showed me exactly how it worked. He systematically showed me so that I could help others. You know, after 25 years of being in church, I started off strong by praying for an hour and a half every day for the first year in my walk in the Lord back in 1984. An hour and a half every day. I turned up to the prayer closet for a whole year, and it turned me on to the kingdom of God massively. But being in the fellowship of a church that had a limited understanding, they just tore away at what God had given me, and I was going 5 steps forward, 3 steps backwards. By the time I got to 25 years in the Lord, I was worn out. So I stepped out of that turmoil, and I just said to the Lord, I need the stuff I had before so I can help my brothers out the ditch. And he systematically repaired my life. He systematically poured in the oil and the wine. And he showed me how everything works, how that I can assist in ministering to all the others who are broken, who are spinning their wheels, who are bogged to the axles. And we've been doing that for 9 years now. And we've seen so many people get victory out of what we're teaching them. You know, I'm just gobsmacked with the amount of energy I spend in 25 years. Through the power of God, I could do all that in 6 months. I'm amazed. If I can get people sitting down and getting full of the Holy Spirit, they will no longer be wasting their time circling an airport waiting to land. So you can systematically have your life repaired through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the agency of the kingdom of God. Everything can be realigned and start functioning properly. And here's even the best thing of all. God backpays you. You say, what's that mean? All the stuff, all of the inspired words that were spoken into your life that you couldn't receive because you weren't in a place to receive them, where are they going to go? They're waiting for you. They're waiting for a place to settle in you. And as soon as you start praying in tongues, as soon as you start getting full of the things of God, they come and make their place in you. All those words, all those inspired teachings, all those things that have an anointing on them. I'm not talking about the ones that were waffle, that had no energy, that had no power in them. They were just man's ideas. They'll fall on the ground. But the ones that were anointed, the ones that God breathed on, because his word doesn't go back void, doesn't return back void. They're not logos, they're rhema. They're instructions based on God's principles, sent to you through spiritual inspiration. And when you're able to receive them, they'll come flooding into your life and fill your life with understanding. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Think about it. You don't have to start back at the beginning. All of that years, all those years that you've been spinning your wheels, there's been lots of stuff waiting for you, spoken into your life, but you weren't able to receive it. There was no place to put it in your life. You couldn't act it out in your life because you didn't have the functionality. You didn't have the equipment, the upgrade. But now you sit down and pray in tongues and all this stuff comes to you. When God renovates a room in your life, he fills it with his furniture. And his furniture is functionality. And he has rooms and rooms in your life. You are the temple of the living God. You're his habitation. And he likes to furnish it the way he likes. You know, in a clock, you've got lots of little cogs, lots of little dials, lots of little weights, springs, and they all have to be put together properly with understanding and knowledge and wisdom before things will properly function It's no good having a clock that won't work, a watch that doesn't keep proper time. It's useless. So the body of Christ operates in a useless situation when it comes out of dynamic alignment with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God can't operate in unrighteousness. It can't operate in wrong practices. So what I've been called to do is to show people how things are to be repaired. And I actually don't do the repairing. I just hand them over to the Holy Spirit. You know, the best teacher in the world, the best preacher in the world, doesn't speak about themselves and how wonderful they are and keep you hooked into thousands of sermons that you have to subscribe to. No, a good teacher will teach you how to be plugged into the Holy Spirit. A good teacher will get you plugged into the things of God as fast as possible so that you're learning from the fountainhead, so that you're drinking from that river of living water as quick as possible, so that you're off the milk as quick as possible and onto something that's going to give you the ability to walk in meat, in solidness. That's what a true preacher will do. They won't just waffle on for year after year after year, telling you how wonderful God is, but never showing you the door or the key, never showing you how to operate and step into what God has called you. They'll speak a lot about it, but they won't demonstrate or they won't show you the way. You know, Jesus spoke about those. He called them the blind leading the blind. They all both fall in the ditch. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and he said, you know, you stand at the door and you won't let nobody enter in because of your unbelief. So don't ever for a minute think that we're interested in subverting people and splitting churches up. No, we're interested in the pastors having the tools to be able to overcome darkness in their life and in the church life so that they can have revival. So they can have true revival, so that people will move into the dynamics of the kingdom of God and that they'll demonstrate the kingdom of God in their life and they'll be a light on a hill unto those who are lost. That's what we're interested in. We're interested in people getting traction in the kingdom of God. We're interested in the pastors being able to get out of the ditch themselves, because I know that when a church starts functioning, the first people that get beaten up by the enemy are the oversight and the pastors. Because if the enemy can get the oversight and the pastors in check and they can't move because of whatever the enemy has done to them, they get the church. So we say to the pastors and the oversight, here is a place of victory and a place where you can move forward and you can see revival in your lives and in the church. And you can have victory in Jesus through the power of his blood and the word of your testimony. Well, I just sat down and prayed in tongues and let the Holy Spirit deal with all the junk inside me and start to show me how functionality operates so that I can help you. That's what this website is all about. It's about assisting you to plug into the Holy Spirit through all the tools the Holy Spirit has brought, worship, speaking in tongues, and all other things we're going to talk about, and then you can have a good result. You can walk in power, and you can have a treasure in heaven laid up that won't fade away. Because the true treasure are the souls of men. That's what the true treasure is. And if you can win the souls of men, not through words and great arguments, but through the power of God, you're going to have sustainability. Anyway, that's what you're going to find on this website. So we'll leave it there.